Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Nina Keck. You've probably heard the phrase, you are what you eat. Well, that's doubly true in the sanitation world. Everything we consume makes its way to the sewage treatment plant, and some things go all the way through to our rivers and streams. That's especially problematic with phosphorus, nitrogen, and pharmaceuticals, the antibiotics, antidepressants, and other chemicals many of us take on a daily basis. Abe Noe-Hayes is the research director and co-founder of the Rich Earth Institute in Brattleboro. They've been studying human urine as a potential fertilizer, and they just received a grant from the EPA to test whether the pharmaceuticals often found in urine make it through to the groundwater and to the crops they grow. Welcome to Vermont Edition, Abe.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So I have to say, I was a bit surprised that urine might be a good fertilizer, and I'm wondering what makes it good for plants.
Oh, well, it's very high in nitrogen and also has large amounts of phosphorus, potassium, and all the other minor nutrients that are required for plant growth. It really contains most of the nutrients that are present in the food you eat end up in your urine. We don't really expect that because urine is so, it's liquid. It looks like water with a little bit of yellow to it, but really it's the portion of our human waste that contains most of the nutrients that that we eat in the first place.
And does it have to be diluted or aged or processed in some way before you can use it on plants?
That's one of the things we investigated the last 2 years, and we determined that in growing hay, you really don't have to dilute it. Hay is a strong enough plant to apply the urine straight with no dilution. But for more tender plants, it's often recommended that you mix some water with it before you apply, because there's so much nitrogen in the form of ammonia in the urine that it can be a little bit rough on tender plants.
The Rich Earth Institute just got a $97,000 grant, which is part of a larger grant from the Environmental Protection Agency studying water quality. Talk about the kind of research that you hope to do with this money.
Sure. So that grant is for a larger project, and it all has to do with watershed management and the environmental protection in watershed areas. So what our project is looking at, and what the Rich Earth Institute is interested in a whole, is properly managing or more effectively managing the nutrients that are in human waste, particularly urine. The issue that you touched on the introduction, how all these nutrients, particularly the nitrogen and phosphorus in our urine, in typical wastewater treatment plants, without more of the very highly expensive technology, in a typical plant, those nutrients will end up in the rivers or lakes, make their way down to an estuary, and can cause significant environmental damage. But our goal is to redirect the nutrients, particularly from the urine, to farmland, where instead of being a pollutant, it's a resource. And that's about 3/4 of the nitrogen in sewage and more than half of the phosphorus come from urine. So if we can get the urine out, we solve most of that problem. And putting it on the cropland, we can substitute for the synthetic fertilizer. So instead of having to mine phosphorus and use natural gas to make nitrogen fertilizer, we can just process and reuse that urine as fertilizer and reduce our amount of synthetic fertilizer uses. Now, the three concerns that people typically have, and this is getting to what our grant is for, the three concerns people typically have about using urine as a fertilizer. First is pathogens. Is it safe? Can it make people sick? And fortunately, urine is a very clean material in terms of pathogens. It's even in emergency situations, especially in wartime, has been used as an emergency antiseptic or wound cleanser with very effective results, actually.
Huh.
Even so, we do a sanitization step because it's better to...
Because there's still an ick factor there.
There's certainly an ick factor, and by sanitizing it, we address that. But also, it's not sterile. It's much cleaner than any other bodily waste, but there's a possibility for pathogens at low levels. So we sanitize either through pasteurization or through storage for a long period of time for natural die-off of the microbes. And then after that sanitization step, there's not a health risk at all anymore. And actually, the UN has published guidelines that say that as long as you wait a month between using urine as a fertilizer and harvesting a crop, there's not a need to do a sanitization step if it's on the household level in terms
of. So, I have to ask you, how are you getting the urine that you're studying?
Sure. So that has been the best surprise of this project. We really didn't know if we would be able to convince people to become what we call urine donors, because of what we were afraid of as an ick factor. But it turns out that we have 170 volunteers in the Brattleboro area who contributed 3,000 gallons of urine last year. Some of them have special toilets that are set up where the bowl is divided. So the front half of the bowl is for collecting the urine. The back half either flushes or goes through a chute down to a composting container if it's a composting toilet. But the point is that the bowl is divided in half, and urine goes in its pure form down to a tank we pump out with a truck and bring to the farm. We also have some little waterless urinals that we've built that people use in their own bathrooms. Hmm. And then some people, particularly women who can't use the urinals, use the same device you use for collecting a urine sample in a hospital and then pour that into the urinal. So it takes some dedication in that case, but we're working on getting more of the toilets out that do it without the user having to really make an effort.
And just briefly, when do you imagine wrapping up your research?
Wrapping it up? That's an interesting question. I don't think that we'll stop until urine is recycled on a mainstream scale. That's really our goal, is to stop as a society to find ways to stop flushing urine into the rivers, essentially, put it back onto farmland where it can be a resource.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. I'm going to have to stop our discussion there, but it's a fascinating topic. Abe Noe-Hayes is the research director and co-founder of the Rich Earth Institute in Brattleboro. Listeners, we've got a link to that group on our website if you want to read more. Thanks very much for being on the program today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.